Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. We're in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, where Paul says that it is according to God's overwhelming generosity and favor, of which Paul was undeserving and unworthy, that God gifted him the privilege of being on the front lines as a church planter. It's not that Paul was nice as opposed to naughty. It's not that Paul had checked off all the boxes or worked his way up the church planting corporate ladder. It was all of God's grace. Now, let's do a little bit of background work in order for us to see how incredibly deep this grace-based perspective goes. Prior to coming to Corinth, Paul had started his second missionary church planting venture, and he made stops in Philippi, Thessalonica, and Berea, and Athens. At Philippi, he shares the gospel with a lady named Lydia and then cast out a demon from a young girl, which then gets him dragged into the marketplace, verbally attacked, beaten with rods, and then thrown into prison with his feet put in stocks. From there, he and his partner had a jailhouse rock episode where they saved the jailer's life, shared with him the gospel, and then were later set free on the condition that they would leave the city. So they go to Thessalonica, where Paul preaches for 3 weeks, and then a mob forms, attacked and surrounded the house in which Paul was staying. So the brothers there sneak Paul out of town in the cover of night. He goes to Berea, where Paul receives a friendlier welcome, but the mob from Thessalonica come over to Berea and they put everyone in a tailspin. So the brothers send Paul out of the city all the way to Athens, where they hope Paul will get on a boat and sail away. While Paul is in Athens, waiting on Timothy and Silas to join him, Paul is distraught by all the idolatry he sees. So he goes to the place where all the smart people gather to discuss their ideas, and he preaches a pretty general gospel message for which he gets laughed off the stage. Some folks ask him to come back and try again, but Paul decides to make his way to Corinth. At Corinth, when he arrives there, he preaches the gospel in the synagogues, and when Timothy and Silas showed up, it allowed Paul to spend more time teaching and preaching about Jesus Christ. But when he increased his time preaching, so too did the hostility against him and his message increase. But people started believing and following Jesus, which actually scared Paul. Paul knew firsthand what happens when people start following Jesus. He, Paul, and other believers get beaten and attacked. So God tells Paul, "Do not be afraid. Keep on speaking and do not be silent, for I am with you." So Paul stays in Corinth 18 months, setting and building this foundation, only to have the work there several years later completely dissolve and become dysfunctional. And yet, Paul says it was all according to the overwhelming generosity, kindness, and favor of God. How long has Paul been at this church planting gig? How many beatings? How many imprisonments? And we didn't even get into his first church planting endeavor with Barnabas, where they were persecuted in Antioch and Iconium, stoned in Lystra before returning back home. This church planting gig was filled with bruises and brutality and heartache. And I'm certain that if we were to know beforehand what was going to take place before setting out on any of those journeys, we would have said to Paul, "I don't think it's the Lord's will that I go with you." But Paul says it was the Lord's generosity and grace and favor and kindness. We oftentimes look at our ministry involvement as a means for warding off guilty feelings or an obligation, or in my case, maybe even a paycheck. But the ministry in which the Lord has placed you or is calling you to is according to His grace. It's His gift to you. His overwhelming generosity and favor being poured out upon you. Is it difficult? Will people badmouth you? Will people tell you that you're wasting your time? Will you get discouraged? Sure. But it's still grace, and we should see it that way. A good friend of mine told me that gospel work is always worth more than the pains we endure in its service. God could raise up rocks to do our job, yet He calls us to His service, and we are all the more blessed for that responsibility. As you pray today, please remember Angel Colon and his family, our missionaries in Louisiana. And also remember the Kannada Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout India.